Back here on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers hotline. Jim Coyle from Indiana Sports Beat is here on the Ref talking about the Hoosiers, because what else would we be talking about right now? The way this team is playing, top three in the AP poll and getting some first place votes as well after a 30-20 upset win on the road against Oregon last weekend. Hey, Jim, how we doing?
Doing fine, man. Doing fine. What a start to the year for the state of Indiana football. If you had the Colts in there,
yeah,
man, everything was coming up roses right now.
It certainly is. It's just really, it's unbelievable, because no one saw it coming for the Colts. And I think a lot of people knew that the Hoosiers were going to be good. I don't think anyone thought that they would be this good. Maybe you did. I know you had some lofty expectations for them. So with that in mind, you look at the Oregon game. Were you at all surprised with how that game went?
Well, I should say no, but I did not plan or expect Indiana was going to go out there and get a win, just because of the difficulty of place and play and how good Oregon has been. But you know what? We just don't know how good teams really are until we see them play now. And that has never been more evident, because we don't know how good this Indiana team really is. And they're really good. They could be the best team in the country, because I thought that about Oregon a week ago. And they still might be one of the best teams in the country. But maybe Indiana is just one of the best teams in the country, and we just haven't realized it yet.
You know, Jim, I had an opportunity to watch that entire game against Oregon, and something that really struck me was how well the defense played. And that's not necessarily new. We know the run defense was spectacular against Illinois. It was really, really good against Iowa as well. But it wasn't just the run defense. The secondary made some plays, Pons back in there. And if you take away Mendoza's pick six and that 44-yard touchdown bomb early in the game, what did Oregon's offense really do, if you really think about it? So I'll ask you this. What made the defense effective?
Well, this defensive line has just come alive. They were my biggest question mark coming into this season, only because of what they lost in Linnell Carr Jr. and James Carpenter and C.J. West, to a couple of guys that are currently playing in the NFL. And I'm like, all right, how are they going to replace all that? Well, they did it, and they did it in a big way, because in the two top 10 games that Indiana has played this year already, they have 13 sacks. 13 sacks in two games.
Incredible.
Against top 10 teams. One against the Oregon team, who had only given up one sack the entire season. So there's why. It starts and ends right there. Oregon not able to get much going at all, period. And when you are, you've got guys in your face, you're being pushed, you're being rushed, you're being hurried, and Indiana's defense is doing just an unbelievable job from front to back.
They certainly are. Again, Jim Coyle is here on WREF from Indiana Sports Beat. You can hear his show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app every single weekday from 1 to 3 o'clock. And we're talking about what else? IU football, after their massive and historic 30-20 win against Oregon, the first time that IU has taken down a top 5 team on the road in program history. And there are so many different reasons as to why. We talked about the defense. Mendoza, yeah, he threw an interception, but it was tipped. And I don't think if he was untipped there, I don't think he's throwing an interception. He's not turning the ball over. Maybe not the best game statistically, but what did we learn from Mendoza in maybe the biggest game of his life so far?
Resiliency, because he came right back after being hit by that pick six and just drives his team down the field as if it didn't happen. He's got a short memory. He doesn't think about that stuff. He is focused, and he's a great team leader. And I think that his team knows that they are always in it with him at the helm, that they are always poised to score with him at the helm. So the confidence level is sky high with that offense.
It certainly is. And now getting ready for homecoming on Saturday. We're going to talk about that momentarily with Jim Coyle of Indiana Sports Beat on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway in Evansville, tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. Jim, I was talking about it on my own on this show yesterday and just trying to calm down some IU fans, and not to calm down their excitement because that should only be ramped up, but maybe the biggest story in college football this week has actually not been IU, and it's not been anything related to the on-field stuff. It's been James Franklin being fired, and now a lot of people are thinking that Kurt Cignetti is going to get that call, and I'm not disputing that, but I am disputing that he would even take that job. Why leave at this point? Again, I'm not trying to pump any air into the tires of those rumors, but what I am looking for is someone like you to calm down the listeners and the IU fans right now.
Well, I don't have anything really to say either way other than I think Kurt Cignetti is the kind of guy who likes doing it at a place where it can't be done. Indiana is a place where it's never been done, where nobody could do it, where you can't win a national championship. You can't win a Big Ten championship. But wait, what? Oh, yeah, Indiana is looking like they're ready for the Big Ten championship. Looks like they're fighting for a national championship. So maybe it can be done by Kurt Cignetti. And I think that he likes the sheer fact that he is doing what everyone said couldn't be done at a place where it couldn't be done. And I don't know that that changes anytime soon. If he could do that here now, why would that change? Why would he need to go anywhere else? He's going to get more money. They're going to pay him more as well. He's going to get a raise. So I don't know that he needs to go anywhere else.
No, I don't think he does either. I mean, maybe just prestigious program. That's what people are thinking. And I guess Penn State, and I'm not even saying this to be mean, I'm saying it to be true. Penn State fans, they might be similar to, I'm from New Jersey, the Yankee fans, like very arrogant of, oh, if we want a coach, we're going to pay the coach and we're going to get the coach. And that's not necessarily true in this instance. Right now, IU is the place to be because of Kurt Cignetti, Fernando Mendoza, that defensive line, and of course, Jim Coyle, who's here on WREF and the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. Again, the Hoosiers, a top three team in the AP poll. You can make the argument that they are the top team in the nation, and a few people did, with a few first place votes sprinkled in there as well. I'll ask you about this upcoming game against Michigan State. I feel like from here on out, regardless of who IU plays, they're going to be the front runner. They're going to have the target on their back, and this game is no different. Homecoming week, how do you feel about the matchup?
Yeah, Indiana's become the hunted and not the hunter, as you just said, pretty much, for the rest of the season. Indiana's always been the better team here, and that hasn't changed. The thing Indiana has to fight now, they have to fight apathy. They have to fight being patted on the back. You know, they have to fight, instead of fighting to get the recognition, now as they start to get this recognition, they have to fight off and stave off, feeling it and all of that. You've got to continue to play hungry, and continue to play like you're the one that is the hunter. And I think that is something Indiana has done well. We haven't really seen them be in this position, but as far as matching up with Michigan State, they're just like most teams, they're better at every position. And I think that will continue now as Indiana, their confidence is just going to swell off of last week's game. And they probably need to put in some style points, so to speak. They'd like to get a bye in the playoffs, in the college football playoffs, no matter what, even if they were to lose a Big Ten championship game down the road. So to get those style points along the way, you need to basically beat the snot out of teams as you're going. So Fernando Mendoza in the Heisman race, he needs to separate himself a little bit. So now they maybe start piling up some stats, and I think that you could start seeing that with the homecoming game this weekend.
IU favored by 4 touchdowns against Michigan State on Saturday. 2:30 kick. We're going to have the action on WREF. Very excited for that game because we're excited for anything related to IU football right now with the way this team is playing. And with them being undefeated after playing Oregon, with Penn State in shambles. Jim, I know we were texting about this earlier this week. Let's bring the text exchange to the ref's call. I don't see anyone beating this team in the regular season from here on out. How do you feel about IU's chances not only to win this weekend, but to finish the regular season undefeated?
They're pretty good. I mean, really good. They're better than we thought that they were. Penn State was a game that a lot of us had pinned in for a potential loss, and with good reason. And now that's kind of gone by the wayside, but I don't know. Does it? They still have the same players, although they have lost their quarterback in addition to their coach, so that is going to make things difficult. But we saw what happened with UCLA after they fired their coach. They became good. They started winning. They won back-to-back games. So it's going to be a challenge. Like I said, everybody is going to give Indiana their best. UCLA comes to Indiana. They're going to give Indiana their best. Michigan State needs to win games. They're trying to get to a bowl game. Everybody is going to give Indiana their best shot. But I think that Indiana's chances to go undefeated are a lot better than most people would have given them at the start of this year.
You know, Jim, I was thinking about it earlier this week on this program, and I cannot remember a time where IU basketball in mid-October was this irrelevant. And it has nothing to do with the state of that program and everything to do with the state of the football program. No one is talking about how the Hoosiers are playing in an exhibition tomorrow against Marion. And of course, it's only an exhibition. Of course, Marion's not a D1, not let alone a Power 4. But we're looking at this game, this exhibition for tomorrow, and we're thinking, what about IU basketball? What are you hoping to see from the Hoosiers as their first game, November 5th, fastly approaching?
Well, the funny thing is, you just mentioned that, no time in the history of this time of year has anyone asked which team is closer to winning a national championship, Indiana football or Indiana basketball?
I know it.
And so it's crazy. But, yeah, Indiana basketball, everyone looking forward to seeing that crew get out and get after it. We talked about them, and I think they're going to be exciting to watch play this year. It's going to be we don't quite know what they're going to be like, but it's going to be interesting to see how they get out and start playing against other teams. I saw them play in Puerto Rico, so I've got a pretty good understanding of how they're going to attack this thing. But what they can actually get done this season, that I don't know, and we're a long way from finding out right now.
All I know is Darren DeVries, in his first year coming up as the IU head coach, he should probably thank Kurt Cignetti, because a lot of pressure and a lot of attention, a lot of critics, they're not looking at basketball right now. They're all in on football. So, flying under the radar for the first time in the history of ever, IU basketball coming up on their exhibition against Marion tomorrow. We'll talk about it as well. But, hey, Jim, you're the man. Really appreciate you taking the time and talking to us about IU football and a little bit of IU basketball. This really is the golden age of Hoosier football, Hoosier athletics as well, and we cannot be more grateful than we are right now on this program to have you once a week talk about it. So thank you.
My pleasure as always, brother.
And remember, IU football back in action 2:30 on Saturday against Michigan State for a homecoming right here on 97.7 FM. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.